So look at the Ramah quotes a shita of 1 hour. 1 hour. That's a neat shita. Before we don't have it anywhere. The Dutch, by the way, keep the Dutch wait 1 hour. The Dutch. Now where does 1 hour come from? The Divrei Chamura that talks about it. In the bottom of the rush.
Thank you. Woman, I'll give it to you.
If you look at the Ramah, the Ramah quotes a shita of 1 hour. 1 hour. That's a neat shita. Before we don't have it anywhere. The Dutch, by the way, keep the Dutch wait 1 hour. The Dutch. Now, where does 1 hour come from? The Divrei Chamura talks about it in the bottom of the Rosh. Where does 1 hour come from? So the Shach says, the big machlokes apostle. The Shach says the 1 hour. That's a Suda Achrina. That's how this sheet the holes. That 1 hour is considered a new meal. What does that mean? Why does that be considered a new meal? As a shach. What do you suggest? And you wouldn't require what we call kinuach v'adok. That's what the Shach says. You know, kinuach and adokah, you know what kinuach and adokah is. We have the whole sugi about it. Kinuach and adokah works according to certain views within a meal. Let's say from gvina to basa, for example. From whatever. Call up to basa. So, this is a new meal. The Shach is the pshan, the ramal. The ramal is 1 hour, a new meal, and you don't even need a kinuach and adokah. That's the Shach. It's against the Taz. The Taz says, if cut and base, this is one meal, this 1 hour bit means with kinuach and adokah. The problem is, where does the 1 hour come from? Wheat, what, 24 meals a day they have? every hour they have another meal? This is a child like this, Rav Ossoff. Look, what did Tosa say? Tosa said, you don't need the shear of regilus from one meal to another, as the Rambam said, 6 hours. No. No, that's Tosa. What did Tosa say? Tosa says you need it should be a new meal. Ah, but according to Tosa, you don't have to wait even for an hour. You wait 5 minutes, no? According to Tosa, you wait 5 minutes. You bench. set the table, he set the table, it's a new meal. So apparently the sheet in the Ramah holds not so. Why not? Why not? Because 5 minutes, according to this Shita, is not considered a sufficient hefsek. And even though you bench and you set the table, it's still considered al pidin to be one long meal. Where does the sheer hour come from? After all, an hour is not a long enough time to be considered another meal. I mean, you don't eat another meal after an hour. Yeah, but at the same time, you do not ordinarily stop your meal in the middle for an hour. Those are very uncommon. You know, stop a meal for an hour in the middle. So if an hour elapses, it would not be considered, that's considered more than the ordinary lapse of time in the middle of a meal, a break between courses. An hour is longer than a break between courses. And therefore, you're sort of a no-man's land. Well, it's not normal for Enochinami, it's not a normal lapse of time till the next meal, but at the same time, it's also not a normal lapse of time to be within the same meal. Mamela, don't make it. You have to wait that hour. If you wait less than an hour, it's considered up within one meal, despite all the other shtick that you pull, such as washing your hands, and as they say, the table, and benching. Pull the sheet in the Ramah, it does not help. You have to wait an hour. You have to wait an hour. Of course, the original minute is the best minute. To have milchik the first night shuas. It's the best thing. Only problem is the phrase, maybe it's the first night of the raisa, and you need bussim of the raisa, you're blowing in the raisa. Hard to blow the raisa for the sake of a minute. That's what's bothering you. I have a different answer what I do with my house. No. Different answer. No. I have no. No chashav, no possible daraisa, no possible bittul daraisa. And you can rely on, and the Rabban Levi, you rely on the Shaimanei Simcha. The Dr. Shiva himself, is only because he was machir because of the chashash daraisa. And here I give him my extra twist. There's more Simcha Siyantif and Milchik the second night than the first, for simple balabatisha reason.
That's
the time. Yeah, whole meat. You had meat ready the night before, and you had meat the right day, you had genukshay meat. So that's why my wife always tells me, enough meat, enough. If it would be her, up to her, every single yantif, you have the second night milchik. There are those, by the way, who do that. Then it's a hecker, right. So in my house, we don't do that. In my house, you have fleshiks every single meal yantif. Every single meal is fleshiks. Except for the second night shavuot. That's the hecker. And that's there was no shadow of the raisa. And then that's the best sheet, I think. Yes.
How about having milk in your Swiss man?
Yeah. That's a problem because it could be that the mitzvah Simcha Siyanta Bebasa is Basa Besuda.
Is that right?
Maybe.
What is the
heck? That's the minig is to that. You just do the same thing you do every single week. So what's the heck of what's the whole minig?
Cheesecake. I mean, minig is to have milk, it's not to have a heck of it.
I don't know. I thought that the minig is to have milk in a way is you don't have a Pesach and Sukkot and Shabbos. Otherwise. No chashav, no possible daraisa, no possible bittul daraisa. And you can rely on, and the Rabban Levi, you rely on the Shaimanei Simcha. The Dr. Shiva himself is only because he was machir because of the chashash daraisa. And here I give him my extra twist. There's more Simcha Siyantif and Milchik the second night than the first, for simple balabatisha reason.
That's
the time. Yeah, whole meat. You had meat ready the night before, and you had meat the right day, you had genukshay meat. So that's why my wife always tells me, enough meat, enough. If it would be her, up to her, every single yantif, you have the second night milchik. There are those, by the way, who do that.
Then
it's a hecker, right. So in my house, we don't do that. In my house, you have fleshiks every single meal yantif. Every single meal is fleshiks. Except for the second night shavuot. That's the hecker. And that's, there was no shadow of the raisa. And then that's the best sheet, I think. Yes.
How about having milchik in your Swiss, man?
Yeah.
And
that's a problem because it could be that the mitzvah Simcha Siyanta Bebasa is Basa Besuda.
Is that right?
Maybe.
What is the heck?
Up to the minig is to that. If this dude says the same thing to do every single week, so what's the heck of what's the whole minig?
Doesn't matter. You still have the cheesecake. I mean, minig is to have milk. Not to have a heck of it.
I don't know. I thought that the minig to have milk is in a way is you don't have a Pesach and Sukkot and Shabbos. Otherwise, Seder Shem Yichud. You know what my opinion is about that. Okay. Let's get back. So despite the fact that it seems to be crystal clear that you're allowed to have meat after cheese, even after benching problems, but let's say you bench. Let's say you really benched. You had hard cheese for lunch at 2 o'clock, and now you want to have some halacha l'maaseh, you can't. You have hard to be, so we eat lunch at 20 to 2. Right? 20 to 2. And we eat supper when 6:30 sharp, right? Cancel. So it's not even 5 hours. Right? Till the end of the meal, it's 4.5 hours. And let's say they serve hard cheese for lunch. Let's say. Right? Let's say they do. And they don't have it here. That's why they're mocking me. Oh, it's hard because they have sandwiches, right. They have so much cheese sandwiches, right.
That's
hard cheese. We'll get to that. I think they serve Swiss cheese. I think they have the board is here. They're going to serve Swiss cheese there. You'll see the Swiss cheese when you come downstairs. On the board directs. And then you want to have tonight flesh to be able to less than 6 hours. So the chor is 100% mutter, 100% without any question whatsoever. Rami Rutenberg was the Avi Yados Ashkenaz, I told you. What we do can be traced more to the Rami Rutenberg than anybody else. Through his Talmidim, as I mentioned to you before. He had a bad case. He had cheese, he had a hard, the board of directors came to Rutenberg. And they served hard cheese. And they have Swiss cheese, the Rutenberg is right near Switzerland. They have Swiss cheese. And 6 hours later he had meat, and all of a sudden he said, "Oi, I feel a piece of cheese between my teeth." Gaval. Say by the bell. So then Arami Rutenberg said, No more. Here it is. Who make a little sorrow? So he's like, "You make churfia." When I was young, I used to miss lotes. When they other my awesome came, I used to make fun of those machmirim, charedim, who used to do this. Adrav, shorily mori, hayanir ve'enai kemotos. May God forgive me. It was a mistake. Atche pamachas misuda lesuda matosik gvina ben shina. I gazarti alatmi lahachmi ben basar acha gvina ke gvina acha basar. Ve'ein b'dav ezek kolik al gemara. The locomotive. Sugarea. No. The chazin and perikol abasa ano loha milsa kachalabar chamra. The chokhad motu lachmure a nafshe lasas mishmeres. Uwof and he make a came and the whole food vina nechon about the car and the shalom eber baruch zal. That's what he said. Unbelievable. He was actually machmer not to eat meat after cheese for 6 hours. Wild. Now, the Shach quotes the Marashal. How does the Marashal characterize this chumra? One word. Minus. Marashal is not known for mincing words. Minus. Not only that, he claims the Marab himself was only Machmir al-Atzmo. What? Right, he wouldn't call the Marab Rutenberg a min, so you have to understand. The Marab is Machmir al-Atzmo, that's all. Truth is, the Pasha of the Marab is not so. Not so. Rami Rutenberg. Yeah. The Shach already points out. The Divya Maram Mashma Ipka, that he wasn't just mocking for himself. Somebody from Mashal, he told us what I do. And he didn't mean it's me, but only I do, and you shouldn't do it this way. He didn't say that. So I get the impression that, you know, he told all the Talmidim to do the same thing, but he didn't tell the whole Oilam to do it. The Lashon of the Mechaber is Mashma. Well, sorry, yes? I'm sorry?
The Shach is saying from Maram.
Yeah.
The Mashal interprets the Maram as the only person who's allowed to be Machmir is somebody himself finds a piece of Vina, you know. Then already he's allowed to be Machmir because of the Shemaisim. Just somebody who never happened to be going, whoa, I'm not allowed to be Machmir. And
the Shach
is saying that even someone
who's allowed to be Machmir. Could be. I think that's the Shach. Says the Ramah, of course, come to the bottom line. The Yesh, Machmiri, Machfilu, Bebasar, Achak, Vina. The Chay Noagin. Shakol shagvina kasha ein ochen achrei afilu b'sar ov. come up with gvina achabasa. V'yesh mekilim, v'en limchos, yes, en limchos. Rak shiyatsu kinua padacha netilas yadayim, miu tov lahach. Yeah. So, yes?
That even for hard cheese,
you can
leave the
makilim
alone, even if they
have a good standard up, it
doesn't
say anything about benching. So, where does it? I mean, where does it? The guy shouldn't need benching. Shouldn't need benching. Yeah, okay.
Maybe if we said,
well, normally benching,
maybe
for
6 years.
Yeah, okay. So, the Ramah points out, Shadvina Kosha. Yes? I'll come in a second. So the Ramah says, Kol Shagvina Kosha. What does it mean, Gvina Kosha? So the Shach says, Huminastamim hi yishana vav chadashim chashiva kosha. I know nothing about the cheese processing or cheese, what word do you use? Processing or aging or what? How do you do? Who knows about these things? See? Who knows about these things? Who? What do you mean cheese is 6 months old? You leave it in the camera or shower for 6 months. So what was it?
Because
the bacteria with the
it has to be age.
Or
does meat mean let's
say? I thought I get the holes, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they put the holes in the, later on the face. What?
But does it mean that it had age for 6 months or age for 3 months and it's been sitting on the floor for 3 months?
I think it means it aged for 6 months.
Before it was sold. It
has
Now the, whatever that means, you look carefully, the Shach says one of the reasons why Machma is because of the Zohar. The Zohar says, I have to be Machma. The Zohar itself is only Machma for 1 hour. The Zohar itself says that if you wait 1 hour, that's the famous hour, that's where it comes from. It came from this case. 1 hour is sufficient. I'm wondering, I was wondering about one thing. Where does it say in print to be machmir to wait 6 hours between cheese and meat? Where does it say? Maram said it. Where did the Maram say it? Where did he say it? All the Maram said was, he just goes around himself to treat butter acha gvina like gvina acha basa. How long did the Maram wait between Gvina and Chabasa? What do you say, Zavi? Probably. Why? Maram was in the Balei Atosis. Where did Sefer Farish? I'm serious. This is something that occurred to me when I learned this Gemara. Where did Sefer Farish to wait 6 hours? Where did it say? The Zohar is 1 hour. The Maram said he equated it, you know, with meat after cheese. I was looking for it to be shown him in Akron. Where's the Sefer Farish? The Taz the Farish? Where's the Taz? What does the Taz say? Dalit. Oh, here it is, right. The Taz said. The Taz did it. See, I'm someone with a question mark over here. I said. Oh, you know what Lahamdin meant. Pirish. Lahamdin Shesho. But it's not so much, because don't forget the Ramah was pretty soft on the Shesho. We know the Ramah before. Number 4 said, "V'yesh medaktikim lahamtin shei shos achar achilas baslina v'chein nochon lasos." It's an afterthought. But the Mikra Din, the Ramah seems to say that really you don't have to wait 6 hours. So could be when the Ramah is piling on his chumra of gvina chabasa, he meant that gvina chabasa should be like a din of baser acha gvina, which is what for him 1 hour. I don't know. Right, the task is a finish. But I would be known to the Hakel a little bit, to be Mekel with Kinuach and Hadachah and Tzilas Yidayim in 1 hour, based on what I just said. Now, I had a shot Halacha Lamaita once. A guy called me up Erev Yom Kippur, and I like to give a sack of cool on Erev Yom Kippur. I once had a Chasnida shot, I refused to answer until after Yom Kippur. I didn't want to, this is too, Amos I didn't. So I got a shot Erev Yom Kippur, I couldn't wait till after Yom Kippur. His wife mistakenly had Swiss cheese for lunch. Erev Yom Kippur. And now they come to the Suda Mafsekas there, the Suda before Yom Kippur, with all the meat that was up there, that prepared meat, and all the zaken. And suddenly she gives a cup, oish, I had Swiss cheese for lunch. What's the difference?
Well,
the swimmer, the Swiss cheese, not because it's
why?
Worms. What are we talking about? Worms.
What kind of Swiss cheese is not the real Swiss cheese?
Also, if you put it in the redding, in the
so I told her was that since it was a Bediyeva situation, she should rinse her mouth, you know, she would kinuach and adoka, and it was mutter. What? Yeah, she listened to me. No, she had benched before, she had benched 1 o'clock for lunch, now she's eating 4 o'clock. I couldn't wait to have to come into that challenge. She got to know now what she's going to eat. So, what would it have been if there would have been chicken? Is there any distinction chicken? The Ramah says, they out maram the maram. The maram himself said that if it's off on Mekil, and the Ramah somehow, that even that cooler disappeared between the cracks somehow. It slipped out. So it doesn't make much of a difference if it's off. I don't know what you're eating, chicken or meat. I don't remember anymore. Yes, sir. Okay, it's a kind of Sirif HaChumras. I'm not denying that the Taz says it's Sirif HaChumras. But anyone say it? Oh, let's look at that. Let's look at that Taz. Let's look at that Taz. The Taz of Yosef is $1,000. Take a look at the Taz. Yeah. Shia Gemina Kosha, Shazakha Ramah, Haina Shavala, Vav, Shkadashim, Oshi, Mutulas, Kolkach, Mutulas, Ken Kosha, what do you mean Mutulas? What do you mean that's holding it? Worms? What do you mean worms? Worms? Now, worms, they said it's 5 lava, what do you mean even worms?
No, exactly.
I'm not arguing with you, but I want to know. I can't believe they ate with worms.
Make cheese.
I can't believe the Taz ate a worm. I don't. I just don't. Not macabre. A milk of the worm. Oh.
I don't think that's what he means. No.
What's he say?
Eating vina kasha is like. It's like eating basar. It has as much as tam, just as much as the gvina.
Maybe it means when the bacteria forms in the cheese, like lines. It's not like that's all over the place. It goes in like a line. So maybe it means, like a question of a thread wire. You have threads of bacteria.
Oh, let me have an idea. Let's stop now. I'll give you the whole weekend to figure out what's going on with the worm. Let me know, and then we'll continue something.
What are we having for cheese?
Cheese for lunch. No worms. No worms. Ashra Hashem. Ev shalom akan b'chol gvina less iser lechol basar achreya. Why? The gam basar shaben hashinayim lo avi karinin be'a basar ilav the golel on kroa basar adena ben shinayim kedisa b'gemara. V'shemachah b'gvina shaben hashinayim lo avi gvina klal. Ulatam shazachati shumishim shuman. Shita yesh lesa gam b'gvina mutlas shetam shalom nimshach lepez man rav. Imkein yesh lachmin. So the Taz says this issue of Basar HaGvina might depend on the two reasons for the Chumrah of 6 hours. So the Chumrah of waiting between for a significant amount of time between meat and milk. If the reason is the meat between your teeth, the Rambam's reason, it's exactly the cost of Basar. Basar does not apply to cheese. If, however, it's because of the tam, so hard cheese, which is betula, so apparently very strong taste, the aftertaste, and therefore the chum would apply in that direction as well. Only one problem with this. What's the problem with the taz? Love it. No one ever took the taz at face value. No one even questioned the taz. That's what I call emunas chachamim. It's against the Maram. The Maram is the one who started the chumra. He didn't say he had a chumra because he felt the tam gevina bepid. He said it was mak because he found the gevina between his teeth. So I'm going to tell the man and say the gevina between his teeth is no problem. It's always a question of the tam. Was the machmer himself, the Rabbi Wittenberg, was machmer because of the gevina between his teeth. So how do you tell the Taz turn around? Yes, though.
You could say the man was machmer even for a gevina that was not mitulas because of the gevina between his teeth.
Right.
And then, by
giving him
two
lines,
you have to
give him
the other
one. That's a mamish ikachaser for him. Yes?
Well, you see in the way of the Tana that you can say that what is the tour that the whole thing is the Tana, that's not a problem. Even the Maran himself admitted that what he was doing was a problem. But the Tana is much better than the Tana that according to the tour, the Tana is being the chapter of the Tana. Maybe
he
Maram was only pointing to the Ram, so according to him it's a
Chumrah.
He says, I don't
want
to
put
the Chumrah, but according to
him
it's not a
Chumrah. Yeah, but where did the Taz come up to say such a thing? It's amazing. The Prima Gadim points this out already. The Prima points out that for this reason, if it's old cheese but not Metulas, it should be awesome. Why? Because who cares if it's taste? Metulas apparently is significant as far as taste is concerned. Old is apparently significant as far as sticking between the teeth. So the Prima Gadim says, look, if it's all purely a question of sticking between the teeth, as the Maram says, and therefore it doesn't matter if it's Metulas or not, as long as it's old, it should be awesome. It should be awesome. The Prima Gadim says. What about all modern cheeses that we have nowadays? You buy the cheese now? What do the Rabbanim say about the modern cheese? You know, you buy cheese in the store. So they're the visceral plain cheese that we have. Not Yishon, not Metulas, nothing, right? So the bar shouldn't be any, even according to my arms cover, there shouldn't be any problem.
But yes? He also says that in the last 26 hours, there's milk is left in the cave to be difficult. So, I mean, it's not that the whole is fully in the enzyme that is stuck in the cave, which makes the cheese.
We'll come to that later with the enzymes.
So, we use some kind of enzyme.
I don't know. But I think our cheeses, you don't have to be Malcolm's, the post can say. What about when the American company makes Swiss cheese? Sometimes it's a fake also. It's not really hard, old and whatever. So the post can make up as long as
a... Is that real?
Real Swiss cheese, the Chorus, is just real cheese, no. They haven't changed things there in 1,000 years. The roads are still 1,000 years old. Everything's the same there. Okay. And the Kufheim and Beis, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Avnachlo Shana Lebein Tavshel LeTavshel, Lebein Tavshel LeGvina Chova." Says Tosis, "Lo Shana Lebein Tavshel LeTavshel." Amar Rash Rabbeinu Shmuel, "The Ma'ir B'Shneim Shall Baster V'Shneim Shall Gvina, Lebein Tavshel Shall Baster LeGvina Shall Lefanav Chova to Washer, Aval LeGvina Shall Akav Lo Kama." So what are you going to say? It's impossible. How can you be matir from one tafshel to another with or without this? That's ridiculous. It's also under any and all conditions. You have to wait 6 hours or whatever. Vein nir lebein atam. To bein tafshel legvina, mashma tafshel tchila, kedam aliyel, kam yishe bein basa legvina, velo kulum. So apparently the order is meduyik. The yod ben tavshel the tavshel b'shneim shal basa shal gvina. Lama yesh lo yitol klal. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Umefarsh ben atav. The ben tavshel the tavshel haynu ben tavshel the basar the tavshel shal gvina. Oh, the kevon the ein a basar v'gvina be'en v'lek el atam. Lo ech miru sheyechova lito yoda ben time. Vienna le vishus. Aba ben tavshil de basa le gvina shagvina ben kov. Now, l'cha'ora, at first glance, this Pshatosis is saying, this only works according to the man that I remember will make ill, and say it can be you can have gvina shortly after basa with netila and kinua. And the end he says, you talk, pirish there. After divrei ha'osrim lechol gvina achar basa b'osa suda, afila b'netila v'kinua. What does that mean? What does the yitache mean? The Maram explains that what the yitache means is that even if you hold, you have to wait 6 full hours between meat and milk. That's only by what? By actual meat and actual milk. But not between, how should I put it? Fleishik. What should I give an example? Schmalt. What schmalt is? Fat. Chicken fat. No, I want to pick chicken fat. Chicken fat and milk. 1 second. You wouldn't have to wait 6 hours between chicken fat and milk. That's what he suggests.
Chicken fat, mamish. Chicken fat, is that mamish?
Schumann. Schumann. That's what he says. That's what he suggests. The Ran says that Tosis is wrong. And he proves to Mar Gemara that you don't need 6 hours. This is exactly the proof. Let's turn to the Ran, both sides. Turn to the Ran, please. Page 74. Here we go. In the middle of the paragraph beginning Omar, halfway on the narrow lines, he says, "Raya l'dav ben avinu b'samach kufamid beis lo shalom ben tavshel l'tavshel ben tavshel l'gvina chova alma ika takanta ben tavshel l'gvina lo tzarech shiyah v'ayna kinuach ha'per netila pashup shat going on from fleshiks to melechiks u'maruk v'dav v'shad misudasa d'sudasa midas chasidasi she'er nor b'kach." This is again the same story, midas chasidasi, we saw in Tosis. The Zeldas, the Halachas, Rabbi Natan, the Rata Levizah, the Bahag, Rabbi Natan, and the Balamor. Avala Ripsa, Pirish, the Chiyama Rav Chista, Acha Basa, Asa Lechol Gvina, Hanavat Shiyisha, Kadei Shir Suda Acher, 6 hours. Acha Kama, Acha Basa, Asa Lechol Gvina, Shiyisha, Kashir, Ben Suda Lesuda, Lusagale Bekinuach, Acha Gvina, Mutu Lechol Basa, Bekinuach, Aper, Dinsu Dayan. Fine. Okay, now it's the Ramavza. Fine. Well, if he's there, I'll be to the radar of a shower. Should I say the Gvina of Achel, I say the Bissel of Achel, Kinuach HaTel of it. Udamila le Kamon Achel, Avo Ben Tavshil, the Tavshil, the Gvina Chova, Ben Tavshil, the Gvina Deme Korok Omar. Ho! He says we had last week? What we had last week? What's Lashon HaGemara last week? Oh, for Gvina. So there, it's a Chahal B'tzara. Oh, for Gvina, he said the Lashon is loved after. Here, going even further. That the lush of the Gemara is what? What's lush of the Gemara over here? Gemara says, "Avo ben tavshel l'gvina" means ben tavshel l'gvina to make kara. That's even more of a dochik if you ask me. I mean, of l'gvina, the state is not meduyik. But ben of l'gvina means l'gvina make kara. It's even a bigger dochik. That's what he says. There's no brera for shitas arif, but to say that. That's an amazing. Amazing pshat in the Gemara. It's a dochak pshat. Of course, how do we pass in the halacha? Of course. Huh? Not so pashut. If you look over here in Siv Gimel, the mechaber actually gives you a break. Mechaber, not finished yet. Mechaber gives you a break. The mechaber says over here in Siman Pei Tes, Siv Gimel, Ochal tavshul shel basar mutal lechol akav tavshul shel gvina. You hear this? An actual kula. He quotes the Gemara straight, against the Rif. Amazing. No? Amazing. Quotes the Gemara straight. Says the Ramah, V'shuman shel basar, dina kebasar atzmo. So first of all, what I said before, chicken fat, the Ramah knocks that off entirely. Chicken fat, he says. That's like meat itself. So what does tashul shel basar mean? Presumably, chicken soup. Right? The world's great medicine. Chicken, well, no wonder I've been there. I'm only in infirmary. I met him all this morning.
She was there. She was. Oh, Michael Escott. They all in. Michael was readmitted, or she must be pretty bad if readmitted. Isn't it? Yeah, 2 days. Sarah Raw. Anyway, getting the tapes, keep them busy. The chicken soup, which is what the people who are sick have to eat all day and all night, chicken soup. That's what it means by a tavsha. Says the Ramah, haha, you were waiting for the axe to fall, weren't you, Donnie? V'nagu akshav lahachmir, shalalechol gvinach atavshal basar, kimach basar atmo. And if you think you'll be a wise guy, he says, v'ein l'shanos v'lifros geder. There goes. All that teirim, just theoretical. V'alach l'maisi, says the Ramah, forget it. Forget it. Now, where all these things come from? These chumras. So the Vilna Gaon makes two remarks. On the first line of the Ramah, he says, "Shuman shel basos kedina kebasar atzmo," and it's also mikir adin. Says the Vira Agro Yudalit, "Shelo kedir via Rama mishum basos shaben hashinayim elikapir shatur." The Rashba says that the status of chicken fat depends on the machlokes of Rashi and Rambam, because tam moshech there is, but strands between the teeth there aren't. It's not a piece of meat. It's a fatty substance. That's what he says there. In Tezvav, the noagul v'chulei the chumra kepirish Rashbam. Who's Rashbam? It's Rashbam and Atosis. Who's Mach? It occurred to me, perhaps it's Tobo Italian. These two. Let me tell you why. If you hold up the title of the Rambam, that the reason for the difference between meat and milk, the separation of meat and milk, is because the meat is between your teeth, then I think two things should result. Number one, Me'ikir Adina de Gemara, Shuman should not be like Basar, as the Gaon intimates, the Kodin Tezvah. And number two, there should be no reason to be Machmir at all. What's the Chumra about? What's Shaykh Chumra? The whole reason doesn't exist at all. Why should it be machmer? However, if you're the reason of Rashi, even by Tavshel, why should it be chumra by Tavshel? It doesn't make any sense to chumra. However, if you're like Rashi, two things result. Number one, Shuman is kibbutzim. And number two, it makes sense to be machmer on chicken soup. Why, David? Also has some taste. True, depends how many guests come at the last minute, how much water you put into the soup. But there is some town of soup, even in chicken soup, of chicken, even in chicken soup. And therefore, the chumra makes sense. You say the Ramaz is l'shitasa. The Mechaber apparently holds Me'ikir Adin, although he quotes both reasons before the chumra, probably holds Me'ikir Adin like the Ramba, which is traditional. Therefore, Shuman is not kibbutz, or therefore there's no minig l'achmer. But the Ramaz is more close to Meshitas Rashi, Chachmei Ashkenaz. That the main reason is what? Motzi tam. Then two things happen. Shuman is kibbutz mikra din, and even a chicken soup should be machmer lechatchila. That's what I thought. It's a little bit mabah hatali. Fine. But even the Ramah gives you a break. Don't give up. There's a break here. Yeah? Chicken soup. Chicken soup. That's a lot.
Well, we're not
going
to eat the chicken with the chicken
soup.
How about
showing
with not so much meat because it
can't show?
Same thing.
Has it been touched with the butter or the mushroom? Oh, could be even butter mamish. I don't know. I've never even looked at the can't show. Certainly haven't tasted it. Okay. Says the Ramah, a break. Meal. In ain butter betavshar, actually, it's bashar b'kadera shal butter. Muta lechol akrav gvina. The ain bo minig la'achmir. Okay. So, what is he saying over here? Two things. First of all, if you eat basar, you have to eat a tashel of gvina. We don't combine chumras. You know, the Maharaj Rutmer's chumra only is extended, only is said by what? By what? By cheese itself. That makes sense according to me. According to the Maharaj. What's all machumah? The Maram is what? Ibn Shinayim. It only applies by what? by actual cheese, but but it's not motzi tam. If you don't like the Taz's shot, this doesn't, a little bit, I guess, all right, still it's more calm. But according to Mashiach, it fits in better. But the big news for us is that you can actually eat, if you eat French fries made in a fleshika pot, halacha l'maaseh happens all the time, you can eat milchiks right afterwards. That's what they're about. There's not even a minute l'hachmah. So the shock jumps. He says, what are you talking about? You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat within 6 hours. You're allowed to eat milk. What does the shock say? You're allowed to put butter into these French fries. Believe it or not. He says, it's why? What's it called? We'll get to it soon. You got it in the Marma Comas? Not by not. So what are you telling me, a Kiddush, that you're allowed to wait? You don't have to wait 6 hours. You don't have to wait a minute. You can put the butter into the French fries. This is the... Yeah. What do you mean in the pot? Not in the fleshika pot. Chas v'shalom. You take a fleshika pot, you cook French fries, put the French fries in your dish, and put butter, let it melt into it. Mutter, not by not. So the shock answer is what? Doesn't make l'chora, well, we'll get to that a little later. L'chora should make a difference, we get right in. Yes, Eli.
I understand. So we saw an example in Hawaii, and it's up around there, that if you eat the French fries with fleshika.
Who said? Come again, start again.
They deep fry the French fries in the same oil
as
they deep fry the chicken in 5 minutes
before. Yeah, I know that stuff there, yeah.
They use the same oil.
But the oil that was parma.
They put the chicken in.
Then they put the chicken in. So then the oil becomes fleshy. And they deep fry the French fries, right? Not so pushy. Wait, let's see.
So this,
wait a minute. Slowly. This is the shock's kasha. So what's the shock answer? The shock says we're talking over here about a case where it's ena rechutza yofa. Rechutza yofa. That it's tzatz ha-mashah shel iser. Right? So you can't eat it together with butter, but you still have to wait 6 hours. The shock is going to make you. The shock is saying you have actual pieces, little slight pieces of meat in the French fries, and still you don't have to wait 6 hours. Incredible. I mean, you have little
in the pot.
So the mayor that has some kind of...
You see pieces of meat.
Wait, slow. Now the question. Slowly. So first of all, the Berhetiv is a kash against the Shach. What do you want? What does the Shach want? And as we shall see soon in Tzadi Hey, we're machmer not by not. What's the old kash? Ramos machmer not by not. What's the Piskei Tshuva answer? Well, the tur is not machmer. The Shach's kash not against us, against the tur. That's what he says. Got the Beis Yosef again. Got the Beis Yosef. That's what the Prima Gadim says, rather. The kash and the Beis Yosef. Okay. What? Prima Gadim says the kash and the Beis Yosef. Yeah, so it's a prima gadim. I said, well, at least it's a kasha and the Beis Yosef. All right. Now, we said before, someone threw the word bitl b'shishim at me. Are these little pieces of meat on the bottom of this little meat greasing the pan, that's dirty? Is it bitl b'shishim or not bitl b'shishim? So the Piskei Tshuva says it has to be not bitl b'shishim. If it's bitl b'shishim, then to talk about it. So the shach is gora mekel. The shach is saying, you have what? What do you have? What do you have? You have mamushes of fleshiks on the pot, and it's not batel b'shishim. It's not batel b'shishim, and still you don't have to wait 6 hours. You don't have to wait 6 hours. Wait. Slowly. That's what the Piskei Tshuva says, and he goes further. Well, if these have pshita. The tavshil shehusam bo ma'at shuman muta lechol akra of gvina afim lohoya shishim neger hashuman. Unbelievable what he's saying. Not just something dirty on the bottom of the pot. You actually take chicken fat, schmaltz, and you put the chicken fat into the French fries, and it's not even about the b'shishim. You still don't have to wait 6 hours. That's what he said. You can't believe it. But Yisrael Kadoshim should actually do such a thing. Well, what's the status of these deep fry? What do you call it? Deep fry? What happens over there with the deep fries? What exactly happens over there? You have deep fries, chicken, right? And the chicken is put into the deep fry, and the chicken is taken out, right? And presumably there's not really, is there any chicken left in the deep fry? A little bit. Tiny pieces. Okay, fine. So I won't even touch it. So now the question is, but the time of chicken came into the deep, into the oil, and now it goes into the... still would be mud. But probably especially sinks to the bottom. But now the time of the chicken goes into the oil, and now the oil becomes fleshix, and now the... what do you call it? The French fries are being heated up in this deep fry. It would appear to me they don't have to wait 6 hours. Yeah, but the oil is, don't think you're not eating oil. Madach the shot, the piskei tshuva is maker. Where you have 2% of actual chicken fat. You might be putting in 2% of chicken fat into the fries, right? Still, you don't have to wait 6 hours, right? You're not putting anything into the fries. Elamai, there's some limited amount of the blia of which already went into the chicken, which went into the oil, which comes now back into the French fries. Right? So I wouldn't put butter in the French fries. I don't think it makes you flesh. I don't think you have to wait 6 hours. Why should you? Based on that, why should you? No? What fat? How much is it? I mean, how much can it be? How much can it be?
Whatever fat leaves the chicken.
Bottle of sheep in the oil. Ah, Yaakov is Ma'orer. He leaves the same oil there for a whole day. McDovitz comes out for a week.
They don't change the
oil. Every day they change it. For Pesach.
What?
Cook 100 pieces of chicken in there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but it's, about the same time, how much of
it? All that falls in is the crust, not the chicken.
That's falling, leave out the falling in. The falling falls to the bottom. Taste, the blear. But so what? Should no worse than mamish chicken fat that you put in. You mamish put in 2% chicken fat. But here you're not putting any chicken fat in. You're putting in... What? Yeah, but the mice, Pasha Pshad is...
The oil probably doesn't give mamashas.
But that's only in brackets. That's only in brackets. It's in brackets, but without brackets it says it's mutter. Fish hits even less than that in that case. What do you say about
that? We rely on the fact that it doesn't come. But why do you say that the French fries
are parma? No, it's only potatoes in it. It's all that's in it. LMI fried in oil that was also previously used for chicken. I don't know if that's any more common than putting 2% chicken fat in.
Is it relying on the fish hammer?
No, not do that.
No. Not being fair to the chicken, because when they do the deep frying the chicken, they put first the covering of the matzo meal and the eggs and so forth. So you're not mamish even cooking the chicken.
Well, they'll go right through it.
No, but I'm saying that it's not as if the time is directly going out.
Okay. So I think it should be mutter. If you want to be machmir, you machmir. But even if you're machmir, it should only be machmir when it's deep fried in oil. What about when it's just cooked in a fleshik pot? Like in my house, we don't have any oil deep fried. It's cooked. That's it. When we cook the halacha lemaisa, you and your mother cooks, you cook whatever. You cook French fries or potatoes. In a fleshic pot, there's nothing fleshic there at all, right? So therefore, there's no din for having to wait 6 hours. Period. For the one unaware of it, there's no din. Period. Even the brackets is not machmir unless it's actual schmaltz in it. more than 2%. Less 2% is different. I don't know how it is in the Lothar Bishishimana. Yes?
When they make the deep frying the chicken,
yeah,
they the doesn't cook the chicken. What they do is that's only
to reheat it.
They must cook it afterwards. It's only simple.
Cook before, it's to reheat.
No,
it's not raw chicken. When they put the.
Yeah,
sure. It's raw?
It's raw, sure. What they do is they put on a covering of this stuff. And then deep fry, all it does is deep fry the crust, the chicken's raw, and then you gotta cook the chicken like any normal chicken.
What?
No, you can fry raw chicken.
I worked in the kitchen. I worked in the kitchen.
Which kitchen?
Rogan.
Living in the 19th century.
Yeah, professional cooks here. No, they do it as food, but they have a deep
fry. I also worked in the kitchen in Rogan. Yeah. 1961 and 62. Where were you? Okay. Yes.
I would have mentioned that you can eat milk fast. Can you also, for example, shashur? Can you eat the same? Can you eat milk with the same meal? For example, shashur, you want to eat stuff that's left over for lunch, aside from
the local. Here's the big question. In other words, assuming that you're allowed to, assuming you don't have to wait 6 hours. But you're not allowed to put butter in it. What about the in-between step? There's always a problem. You know what he said? Elliot's asking a very good question. Assume you cannot, you don't have to wait 6 hours, but you can't put butter in. Because it's where machmer, not bar not. So you can't. Now, an in-between situation. You want to have French fries. And with the French fries, right next to it will be a glass of milk. And you'll take French fries, take a drink of milk.
There.
So what do you say over there? It doesn't say befarish and poskim at all. Nothing is said about it. Yes?
Well, let's say that the
Right.
So it's certainly one that.
Right, I would say that's true. If it's clean, you might have shot it with milk.
Why would
the Ramar require
to
heal? If it's clean. I'm not talking about that. If it's clean.
It doesn't require meal, even
that's
right, if it's clean. I agree to that, Jordy. What if it's not clean, though? What if it's 2% chicken fat? 2% chicken fat, so the piskachu before the brackets is mako, and they don't have to wait 6 hours, right? Can you have it with a meal? Lush mutalechal akhrav gvina. Wait a minute, how far akhrav? Can you tell? I can't tell either way. How can you tell?
Meal ain basa
betasha, like in basha betasha or basa, mutalech akhav gvina. The ain bominig lahakmir, the chain no again, lech basa. No, no, it's a different story. Someone was told this nowadays, they say this Mishnah is a kfir. How can it be? How can this thing exist? I'm a shimmer megam leal omesh, the achsenoim, open al shulchanecha, the basa, the gvina, the in choshe. You don't need kliwa, you need adacha. So do adacha then. So do adacha. What's the answer, David? You're afraid to forget. I see yourself. You see yourself in this mission, we're afraid the guy will forget to do adacha. The big yourself. Many places. Just finish reading the Gemara. Amar Rav Chanan by Ami Amar Shmuel, Olshanu Eloshen Lakirin Zezeh. Aber la kiven ze ze os tani na mi hochi va ba shimen galila me bezach ze noyem shnes achu le fundek echa ze ba ben atach ze ba ben adar ze ba ben chaticha so ze ba ben gvina so och le mashu chan echa ze ba so ze gvina ve chosh lo asal ba tfis achas tfis achas ha kadaito hel ke ein tfis achas tfimen mit amit amal ya vi ema ba sham ya achu abaye shne achu na kiven ze ze ma amal ei yomakol ha-sweek and 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 ha